I've been going by this quote since I was in like seventh grade, and it's by Rory T. Bennett. So it's do not fear failure, but rather fear not trying. My name is Kennedy Whiters. I'm a 20-year-old second semester junior at Albany State University. Siblings. I'm the second youngest, so it's one more after me. I'm the first person in my family to go to straight to college, so it's just like I don't want to let nobody down. Everything that I did this summer, they'd be super proud. Like, they still sit in like inspirational quotes. They send them to me. Like, we have like a group chat. They send it to me every morning, and it's basically, you know, it's very heartwarming to know like the support that I have. So I learned about this program through my advisor. So she's very helpful. I love her so much. She's been helping me through my whole college journey. My primary goal for attending college is to become a physical therapist. And I know like it sounds weird being that I'm in a research program and decarbonization, but I just want to see what else is out there. It's a lot of people that's like in my generation or at my school that looks for opportunities or don't really have that support or help. The first week I was able to go to lab, I was really excited. I met with Annie, which is my mentor. I met with her and her team, and they basically went over what I was gonna be working on this summer. And she told me that I was gonna be working with methanogens. And so like methanogens, they're microbes that are very different from bacteria, that grows really slow. And the most challenging and cool part about it is they're anaerobic. And so that means that they die when they are exposed to oxygen. For us to like actually have like grow them, we have to put them in these little jars. And so you have this cube square box that's basically like a vacuum. And so you put in like tools that you need to bring into the chamber, you put it in there and you start it. And this vacuum basically suck all of the oxygen out of that has been entered in. And so while that process is going, you have these gloves that's connected to the front of the box, and you basically insert your hand inside of the gloves, and it's this foot pedal that you press on. So it works like the vacuum, except for it's for the gloves. So it kind of feels like you're getting like your blood pressure done. And so it's just like it gets real tight, and then it just releases. If you do like move a lot, being that these gloves, like they go up to like before, like above your elbow. And so if you're like moving a lot, some oxygen can get inside the chamber, but the vacuum is sucking in all the oxygen that's continuing to go in there. So it's kind of like you will hear like a tch, 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 and that mean like it's sucking in out the oxygen that you're letting in. So we try not to move a lot inside of the chamber. The organism that we are working with is M. acinivorans. These organisms will suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere to make methane. Methane is the main component of natural gas. You can use this methane for fuel somewhere else. So like furnaces or like cars. So think of like carbon neutral. The carbon we're taking out of the atmosphere making methane, it then gets recycled back to CO2. And when it's burnt fuel. Albany, Georgia. So it's like 10 hours away from here, from Cincinnati, and maybe like 3 hours away from Atlanta. It's a history town. Like, it's a lot of history that went on in Albany, like with MLK, the march. One thing that I do love about my like town that is very homey, like, everybody knows everybody. Like, the community is very like warming. getting accepted, it really shocked me. I feel like I took a huge risk. This was something that was completely different and out of my comfort zone. A lot of my family, peers, if you was to ask them one thing about me, they would definitely say I'm very determined. I'm not scared to go straight. Like, I will jump right on in a river. Just jump. I had like 2 weeks to get ready before I came. And so when I got here, I found out that my luggage was lost. Like, I literally waited the whole day. I thought it was a sign that I wasn't supposed to be here. Like, I feel like that whole day was kind of bad. Like, I don't know. It was just a feeling like maybe this is not what I need to be doing. At first, I thought it was a lie, cause it's like, I don't know nothing that I'm doing. Like, I'm just going to lab. And as time went on, I got to meet everyone. I started to get warmed up and feel way more comfortable. It was a lot of students who also was majoring in like different things. Like my roommate, she's a physics major. And so it was like, I felt more comfortable, like, okay, like I'm not the only one here that's doing something different. Annie and her postdocs, Josh and Sharanya, they have definitely helped me through this entire summer. I'm a very observant person, so I tend to like not say anything. Like, I had questions, but I didn't say them because I was scared. But as I started asking questions, it was like, oh, like, it wasn't like I was bothering them or becoming like annoying or anything like that. So that's why I was like, it was very comfortable. Like, I could talk to them. They even give me suggestions. Like, it's not always about like the research itself. Like, we would have like casual conversations, like, you know, things to do around the city. I was able to actually go to them, and they help so much. Like, it's just like talking to like a regular, like, you know, having a conversation with your peers or whatever. It's like, you know, like you have the teacher and student relationship, and then you have like your peer and peer relationship. And it felt more so like peer and peer, which is good, because I feel like when it's teacher and student, it's very nervous because you don't want to really sound like you don't know what you're doing or don't know a lot about it. And so, yeah, they just made me very comfortable. They also throwing like a little goodbye celebration, which I'm really excited for. My mom and them are gonna actually come down and meet them. So like, I'm really excited for that. When I take risk, like applying to this program, although I was scared, I'm glad that I tried, because you never know what you can get out of something if you don't try. This whole summer has definitely been an experience and has proved to me that science is a process, it's not a result. So you have to be like really patient. It's always gonna be trial and error. And that's one of the things that I learned when I first got here, that it's okay, it's not gonna always go through as you planned. I'm glad that I tried, because you never know what you can get out of something if you don't try.